Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Softball action getting underway here a little bit early as first pitch is delivered, and it results in a little tapper single for Foley leadoff hitter. The shortstop, Kylie Frisbee, hit it all of 8 feet in front of home plate to lead this game off. Batting second now, Kate Corrigan, second baseman, as Emily Sedlowski will start this ball game. She pitched twice yesterday in the Maple Lake doubleheader. So here's the first pitch, and it is high, ball one. Pierce Foley here today, originally a 4:30 start, but with weather moving in, they will try and get this game in. There's one strike, throw down to first. Cummings digs it out of the dirt, 1-1 to Kate Corrigan. Crosswind today, right to left, as the Falcons bat in the first. Swing and a miss, high fastball from Emily. 1-2, Jordan Rudolph on deck, center fielder. Brooke Corrigan will hit fourth at third base. McKenna Gross will be the pitcher. Terry Treader handling the catching duties here again. Popped up. And that ball will get out over the Falcon dugout. No play for Terry. A little different look in the field here for Coach Pepping. You've got Abby Luckin DPing today for Emily. Swing and a miss, strikeout. Chase Tone up and away. Emily's got her first out on a strikeout. Emily Burgraff's in right field. Jade Porter in center. And the new left fielder today is Hallie Zupan. Here's Jordan Rudolph now, center fielder for the Falcons. And right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. So Treader behind the plate. You've got Taylor Cummings, Amaya Rushlow, Ella Kalushilor, Skiba around first to third. And there's a line drive over short, base hit. Zupan quickly will pick it up, and it's first and second now. Solid hit there for Jordan Rudolph, just over Ella Kalushi. Brooke Corrigan now will stand in, one of two Corrigans, Brooke and strike called. 0-1. Kate Corrigan. Kate is number. Well, they don't have the numbers listed on the roster here. Ball and a strike here to the cleanup batter, Brooke Corrigan. She'll be in third. It's foul back, 1-1. Yeah, Kate Corrigan, we've already seen her. She struck out for the first out. Brooke Corrigan now batting. You see a few sprinkles here. As that one down in front of the plate got away, and that'll move up the runners. Second and third on a wild pitch. Skip to the right of Terry. Beers loses 6-1 and then 11-2 last night against Maple Lake here. High, and that's to the screen. There will be no play. 1-0 Foley. Wild pitch to the screen, and now it's a runner at third. Couple of hits, two wild pitches, and Foley's on the board. Runner at third for the Falcons. And Emily delivers, hard hit, knocked down nicely by Rushlow, throws over. Boy, that is a big play there by Amaya. It does score a run, but it gets an out. Heck of a nice backhanded play there by Rushlow at second base. We saw her make a couple of really nice plays in the field yesterday. That's the second out. Base is empty now, and McKenna Gross will bat. Swing and a foul straight back. One strike to McKenna. Marissa Peschel to follow. Two nothing. Foley with the early lead here. So we watch a fastball fisted back to the net, and Emily Sedlowski ahead of her counterpart, McKenna Gross. Jade Porter straight away center, as here's the Sedlowski pitch. Ground ball to short. And Ella throws her out. Kalushi to Cummings to end the inning, but two runs, two hits, nobody left after a half an inning. Foley 2, Piers coming to bat on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Matthias Algren, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped to make all of the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we would like to encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Welcome back to Piers as the right-hander for the Falcons, McKenna Gross, finishes up her warm-up tosses. In the field, Ellie Rothbork catching. First base is Michaela Deedle. Kate Corrigan at second. Kylie Frisbee at short. And Brooke Corrigan at third as the outfield is Kristen O'Brien, Jordan Rudolph, and in right is Trista Fell. First pitch to Jade Porter, the Pioneer center fielder, is high, ball one. Foley gets two in the top of the first to grab the early lead here, and strike is in, 1-1 from McKenna Gross. Jade has homered this year as Gross delivers, and a swing and a miss by Jade. 1-2. It'll be Terry Treader, then Ella Kalushi, top three in the lineup. Laura Skiba, Taylor Cummings, and Hallie Zupan in the middle. In the bottom third today will be Abby Luckin, Amaya Rushlow, Emily Burgraff. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Jade keeps her at-bat alive, wearing number 11, all black uniforms, red numerals and letters. Black pants with the royal blue tops, Falcons across the front for the Falcons here of Foley. In town to pay. Big changeup lifted in the air, lazily to right, coming on and making the catch. One out as Porter lifts a fly ball out to Threll for out number one. Brings up Terry Treader, Pioneer catcher. Matt Pepping checking out the rain clouds as he now turns back to home. Joe Call coaching at first. And Terry takes up high, ball one. 2-0 Foley here under overcast and scattered raindrops here in Piers. Well high. 2-0 now to Treader. Kalushi to follow here. Ella flips the ball back to Foley catcher Ellie Rothbork. Terry, the senior catcher, 3-year starter, takes a strike. 2-1. Nobody on, one out, fly the ball to right off the bat of Jade Porter began this bottom half. Now it's low for ball three to Terry Treader. Piers and Foley here. This is a makeup from earlier this season. See if Treader can reach here on a 3-1 pitch. Foul back, 3-2. Full count. Cool enough that three of the four infielders have jackets on, and the center fielder does as well. Even the catcher, I think, has got a windbreaker on. Strike three, Terry caught looking for out number two, and that'll bring up Pioneer shortstop Ella Kalushi. So McKenna Gross gets a strikeout here. And now Ella to bat. shows bunt, runs up on it, and taps it foul. Strike one to Ella. Two down here in inning number one. 2-0 Foley with the early lead. Using a couple of wild pitches and a couple of hits to score. Low and off the plate. Ball and a strike. Laura Skiba on deck. Gross rocks and unwinds high. Two balls and a strike. Shallow in center as Kalushi stands in from the left side. And the 2-1 pitch from McKenna Gross is high. 3-1 now to Ella Kalushi. Pioneers looking to get a runner here to bring up the tying run in Laura Skiba in the first. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Ella swings and just got a piece of it. And it's a full count now to the Pioneer shortstop. 3-2 to Kalushi from McKenna Gross. Little looper down the line to left, dropping for a hit. Opposite field single for Ella. And where's she going? She rounded first and was halfway to second. And kind of chuckles as she comes back to Joe Call. Not sure if she thought that was a foul ball or not. Here's Laura Skiba now standing in. And the pitch, Laura shows bunt and pulls the bat back, and it's rung up as a strike. On deck now is Taylor Cummings. Kalushi with an opposite field single here in the bottom of the first. And now 1-1. Rain intensifying a little bit here. Blowing straight into the new press box here above the third base dugout. Ball and a strike to Skiba. Rolled foul off her front foot. 1-2 to Laura. Pioneers with a two-out hit here. Oh, Laura pops it up. That should be playable at second, and it's caught to end the inning. No runs, a hit, one left after an inning in the rain. It's Foley 2, Piers nothing.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, let's go to the top of the second inning here with a 2-0 Foley lead. And for the Falcons, it'll be Marissa Peschel batting for Ellie Rothwork. And it's inside from Sedlowski, 1-0. Two runs, two hits in the first. No runs, one hit for the Pioneers. Here's the Sedlowski offering. She just struck out one. Line drive to left, and that's going to get to the wall. Extra bases for Peschel. And Zupan plays it in. And a sharp double to left by Peschel. And the Pioneers now. Let's bring that chair over, and we're going to have to change some equipment around as the rain is falling heavier now. And that one's in the dirt. Let's bring that down to here.
Well, the umpires are here, and we'll do what they can to get it in, but once the game starts, it's the umpire's choice.
And we continue on here. There's a chase on a pitch in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Peschel just advanced to third earlier on the prior pitch as I was doing some adjusting. Sedlowski got her to chase again. That's a swinging strike. 1-2. No contact. Live ball there. You set that on the floor back there. One ball, two strikes here to the hitter. Fell, and she's out on strikes. One out. Now, Michaela Deedle. This is not going to last much longer, folks. I don't think they're going to allow this one to continue as it is raining heavily now here in Pierce. And the pitch. Foul back. Let's see. Let's move this a little bit that way. And slide that in there. Well, that's not going to work either. How about this? There we go. Wow. Where are we at here on the count? 1-2 to Deedle. I bet this is the last half inning. And just 2-2. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for out number two. And now Kristen O'Brien, the left fielder. And now the umpire has suspended play. So we didn't make it through that half inning. We stopped with two outs and a runner at third as the players now scramble to bring some tarps on. So they will get home plate covered. I would imagine there's another tarp for the pitcher's ring. Girls rolling the tires out. So, Foley will be leading 2-0. Runner at third, two outs, if and when play resumes here in Pierce.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. You and me go fishing. Along with the Shale O'Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square. You gonna kiss me all night. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at PierceFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, as we close things down here, rain stops play in the second inning. 2-0 Foley. If and when we resume, we'll let you know. But for now, rain stoppage here in Pierce. Okay, this rain delay has, at least the rain has subsided enough to allow play to continue here in Pierce as we resume our top of two, a runner at third, two outs for Foley, and Emily Sedlowski awaits the green light to throw to Kristen O'Brien. And here we go, and it's low, ball one. Two outs, a couple of strikeouts. And those tough JVers never stop playing. Played all the way through the rain. They quickly uncovered the tarps here around the home plate area. There's a ground ball. Long throw coming for Kalushi, but it's not fielded cleanly. Never did get a throw off. Scoring is Marissa Peschel. 3-0 Falcons. Top of the order now, Kylie Frisbee.
Shortstop, Kylie Frisbee.
So the Pioneers trail by 3 in the second. Line drive, base hit. Frisbee will hit the left center gap and have a double. And the threat continues with Kate Corrigan coming up. That is the second double of the inning and the fourth Falcon hit. Second and third for Corrigan, who went down on strikes her first time up. You just wonder if the slickness of the softball caused Kalushi, who's really normally pretty sure-handed out there, just never could get a grip. There's one foul back, one strike to Kate Corrigan. One strike. Here's the wind-up coming from junior Emily Sedlovsky. Up high, one ball, one strike. Jordan Rudolph on deck. Runner at third, O'Brien. Runner at second, Frisbee. As the pitch. Ground ball. This will be the shortstop, Kalushi, to Cummings in time. For the Falcons in the top of the second, they score a run, two hits. There was one error, two stranded. 1.5 innings complete. It's now Foley in front, 3-0 on the Pioneers as they get ready to bat here in the bottom of inning number one, or inning number two on You Are There Sports.
Makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in
Taylor Cummings at the plate here to start the bottom of inning number two with a 0-1 count on a foul ball first pitch from McKenna Gross. 3-0 Foley, home half of the second, just underway in the rain. And the 0-1 to Taylor, lined up the middle, base hit. Cummings to center for a single to pick up the Pioneer second hit. Ella Kalushi blooped one to left in the first. And now left fielder Hallie Zupan to bat. Umpire checks with Gross to see if the ball is dry enough. It hits that grass in the outfield and picks up the rain. And here's Hallie Zupan, starting left fielder this afternoon for Coach Pepping. Leadoff single by Taylor Cummings. Here comes the McKenna Gross pitch, and it's a strike, 0-1. On deck would be Abby Luckin. Here's the 0-1 windup from Gross. Chased one low, ball got away, and going to second is Taylor Cummings. 0-2 to Hallie Zupan. Still very steady rain, though, falling here. I'm going to patch this game together one way or the other, I think. Inside, low. 1-2 to Hallie Zupan. And that got by the catcher, and going to third is Cummings. So runner at third with nobody out now for the Pioneers, trailing 3-0 to visiting Foley here, bottom of the second. As McKenna Gross. I think they all put the, no, the left fielder doesn't have one on, a rain jacket. Down low again, and I think Gross is really struggling on her release with the grip. Two balls, two strikes here to Hallie Zupan. Cummings at third, ready to sprint home. Here's the pitch. Popped up, center field. Caught, tagging up Cummings. Halfway and retreating. Good throw back in from Foley center fielder Jordan Rudolph, who put it away for the first out. And it'll bring up designated player Abby Luckin. Luckin bats for the pitcher Emily Sedlowski. Foul tip, strike one. 0-1 to Abby Luckin. Right-handed hitter, senior. That's for Sedlowski here as McKenna Gross checks a wristband with her pitch selection on it. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Abby Luckin. Second annual Jazz Night coming up tonight at the ballroom in town here. Doors open to the public at 6:30. Carla Jensen, featured performer. Piers Bands and Choirs will be performing. There's a swing and a miss. Two strikes to Abby. I thought that was strike three. Oh, she foul tipped it. Okay. Next pitch. Strike three call. Luckin retired looking. Second strikeout for Gross. And Amaya Rushlow had a couple of hits in the second game of the doubleheader against Maple Lake yesterday. We'll try and get Cummings home. Taylor singled and got as far as third with nobody out, but now a changeup drops in. Ball one, almost called for arc there. 1 strike. Rushlow. Now he did he change that? Yeah, he did. So it's 1-0 instead of 0-1. Now 2-0. Emily Burgraff due up next. 3-0 Foley, 2-out second inning. Dodging the rain here. And that pitch is a strike. 2-1. Here's the McKenna Gross pitch. It's tap foul through third. Base coaching box, Matt Pepping. 2-2. Boy, I thought today was supposed to be really nice. Maybe if you're a duck. Up high, Rushlow taking full count. It's all in your point of view, right, Jay? It's you're hearing the cash register ring if you're a maker of rain gear. Amaya takes ball four. She moves out of the way. First and third. That'll bring Emily Burgraff up with runners at the corners. And Russell's going to just keep running and go all the way to second.
Right fielder Emily Burgraff.
Is that technically a stolen base, I guess? Play never stopped. Fielder's choice. Down low to Emily. And that's going to get a run home on a wild pitch. Cummings scores 3-1. On third base now is Rushlow. I certainly think the grip is an issue for Gross and Sedlowski both. And here's the pitch, and Emily takes low, and again, 2-0 count now to the number 9 batting right fielder, Emily Burgraff. Top of the order would bat next. If the inning continues, there are 2 outs. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from McKenna Gross. Left high, 3-0 to Burgraff. McKenna's a sophomore right-hander. Here's the pitch coming, and it's low again. Ball four. And a wide turn there, and Burggraf again will just continue running. And that puts the tying run to second for Jade Porter. I don't know why you don't make that play.
There steps in the circle, you cannot go back. That's the one rule I know.
But just throw to second and get her out. Get her out. Yeah. You got two outs, so even if it's a rundown, the run, you know, swing and a miss to Jade. Yeah. But now a hit might tie this game as Rushlow and Burggraf in scoring position. And Gross skips one low. Good stop there by Foley catcher Ellie Rothfork. Ball and a strike. Jade flew to right, her only time up a rain shower ago. 1-1 to senior Jade Porter, and it's low, 2-1. I would imagine that the Foley coaches would probably come out and talk to the umps a little bit and say, what are we doing here? My pitcher can't get a grip. Emily only faced, what, one batter when play resumed? Two batters. Swing and a miss by Jade. And it's now a two-ball, two-strike count. Get something on the grass here and tie this one up. Here's McKenna Gross with a 2-2 pitch to Porter. Down low. Full count. First base is open. Terry Treader would hit next. And still a very steady rain that is been falling almost from the start. And there's ball four. They are loaded for Treader, the catcher. So Treader now with a bases loaded opportunity against McKenna Gross. And pitch is called a strike to Terry. Three straight walks. There was a leadoff single, and then Cummings got wild pitched around the bases to score the first run. Terry watches that one come upstairs for a ball. 1-1. You've got Rushlow, Burggraf, Porter on the base paths here for the Pioneers. 1-1 to Treader. Terry rolls it out towards short. Throw is not in time, and two runs score. We're tied up. Both Rushlow and Burggraf scored as Terry hustles down the line and reaches. And it took just a little extra for shortstop Frisbee to get rid of the ball, and that allowed Terry to reach. Just getting to the base in time. So Porter to second. Rushlow and Burggraf score, and this game is tied. And now Kalushi takes upstairs for a ball. Three-three now. Kalushi singled to left in the first, was stranded on base. Takes one strike. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Kalushi watches it down low. Two balls and a strike. Vehicles parked along the fence line here. Headlights on. So we could play all night. We got lights now at the field. Ella, high, 3-1. There go the runners. Porter slides in safe. And behind her, Treader. And there are now runners at second and third. And a first base open here to Ella Kalushi. Strike called, 3-2 now to Ella. Just got the outside corner. Here's Gross's payoff. Low ball for Ella takes a base. And now they're loaded up for Laura Skiba. Laura popped a second, ending the first inning. She could give Piers their first lead here. Four walks in this inning. Line foul past third. Jade Porter danced out of the way. One strike to Jade, or to Laura. Jade just about got hit, but in foul territory, it would have just been a dead ball. 3-3 our score. Gross's next pitch, ground ball towards second, knocked down behind the second baseman. Everybody is safe. Here comes a throw to third. Kalushi's in a rundown. Nobody's at third, and Kalushi was claiming she got obstructed with. The umpire are going to talk now. Two runs scored for sure. Porter and Treader both scored. And they're going to say that Ella is out on a rundown to end the inning. It'll be an E4 to allow the two runs. And then Ella is out on a, what, 4-5, we'll call it 6 put out. 5 runs, a hit. There were a couple of errors. 4 walks aided the cause, and that completes the inning. After 2 now, Pierce 5, Foley 3.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Top of the third, Pierce now with a lead, 5-3 over visiting Foley, and leading off, number 3 batter, center fielder Jordan Rudolph, who singled and scored in the first. Top of the third underway, and Rudolph takes it high. Rudolph, Corrigan, Gross do up. Here's the 0-1. There's one. Is low. 1-1 now to Jordan Rudolph. 3 runs on 4 hits for the Falcons. 5 runs, just 2 hits for the Pioneers. Here's the Sadlowski pitch. And it's 2 balls and a strike to Jordan Rudolph. Center fielder. 2 in the first, 1 in the second for Foley. 3-1 now to Rudolph, leading things off in the top of the third for the Falcons. Still in the rain here. And the pitch. Full count. Rudolph has taken the count full. Brian Cammy coaching at third, and Haley Springer at first. There's a ground ball to Cummings at first. She'll field it and wait for the runner to come into her. And Rudolph is tagged out. One away. And here's the third baseman, Brooke Corrigan.
Third baseman, Brooke Corrigan.
Corrigan with an RBI ground out on a smash out to second baseman Rushlow, who made the play, got the out at first, but on the play, a run scored. Strike call to the right-handed hitting third baseman, Brooke Corrigan. Top of three here. One quick out for Sadlowski. That one is 2 strikes. Two-strike pitch. Up at third is Laura Skiba. Down low, 1-2. It's a cleanup batter here, Brooke Corrigan. Ground ball snagged by Emily. Nice backhanded glove work by Sedlowski. for out number two.
The pitcher, McKenna Gross.
Both teams play Monday. Foley's got Mora. Piers will go to Holding Ford. They're going to play here? Okay.
That's what Dave said.
First pitch from Sadlowski, strike call at the knee.
McKenna Gross takes strike one. Emily fielded like that, like she'd been watching a certain Lastrup third baseman make that backhanded stop her whole life. Foul to third. 0-2. Or I should say Piers Laker third baseman.
No balls and two strikes.
Why did Emily not wear number 34?
You tell me.
Is that retired in all sports? Two strike delivery. Just low, is she? Good. One ball, two strikes. Great, is Alyssa in?
Seventh
grader, so.
Comes the 1-2 rocket fire. Change up high.
And Emily misses just by a smidge. 2-2.
Ball, two strikes, two outs. Bon on top three.
Pioneers lead by two. Just upstairs. Full count now to McKenna Gross with Peschel to follow if the inning rolls along. We're two down in the third. Payoff. Swing rolled foul off the end of the bat, and another swing coming for McKenna Gross to the third base side. Well, it's not cold out, just wet. Soggy. Pop foul, that one will get onto the JV field. About shortstop depth, I'm going to guess. Track teams ran yesterday up in Pillager and either had a very short practice or no practice because the track is empty. Boys finished second, girls third up there. Popped up. Treader will make the catch. Just about a foot to spare in front of the backstop, and Treader, looking up into the rain, handles it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Piers will look to add. They lead it 5-3 over Foley.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education, where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Pierce is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn an environment filled with faith formation, the small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Welcome back to Pierce as Pioneers get ready to bat in the bottom of the third inning. We had about a 20-minute rain delay in the second. Pioneers came back and scored five times in the bottom of the second. They lead it 5-3. Cummings, who led off last inning with a hit and scored the Pioneers' first run, will bat here in the third as the Pioneers batted around. Five runs on a couple of hits. Here's the pitch from Gross to Cummings, and it sails high. Ball one. It'll be Hallie Zupan and Abby Luckin. First three up here against Gross. Two strikeouts, four walks, all last inning for McKenna. Two and oh. A little bit inside and low to senior first baseman Taylor Cummings. Here comes the windup from Gross. Lace to left, base hit. It skids past the left fielder. And that'll put Cummings at second. Cummings hit a rope, and it hit that wet grass, and it just skidded all the way to the fence, and Cummings to second. There was very little that Kristen O'Brien could do with that. And now Zupan, who flew to center in the second, will bat. Pioneers with the lead here and threatening again. Low. A ball Cummings is thinking about coming over to third, but doesn't. One ball. Hallie Zupan, starting in left today, stands right up at the very front of the box. Strokes it down the line. Is that fair or foul? That is a foul ball just into the corner, almost. Zupan put a good swing on that ball and just hooked it. 1-1 now. Cummings back to second. Abby Luckin do up next. Here comes the pitch from Gross. One ball, two strikes as Hallie watches one in. Turn that front shoulder away, but it is ruled a strike. Cummings with the leadoff hit. Here's the pitch. Fisted behind first. Deedle chasing just out of her range. Michaela Deedle. She must be the sister of Alec Deedle over there, the outstanding lefty for the Falcon baseball team. I'm going to guess. Two-strike pitch. And strike three is called. Zupan called out on strikes. Number three for Gross. One down for Abby Luckin. Abby was called out on strikes in the second inning. Every out we get here is important. As that one to home plate and behind the batter. And Cummings to third on a wild pitch. That one went right behind the heels of Abby Luckin. One ball for Pioneer DP, designated player, Luckin. Here comes the Michaela Gross pitch. McKenna Gross, excuse me. They tried to squeeze a run home and the bunt doesn't work. And it's a ball and a strike now to Luckin. Pierce trying to add to their lead here. It's right now 5-3. And McKenna Gross puts one in for a strike. 1-2. Cummings with her second hit. And the swing and a miss. Changeup. It got away from the catcher. The run will score. The throw to first is in time. It'll be a strikeout throw out. But scoring is Cummings to make it 6-3. So now Rushlow will try and restart it with the bases empty. That's the second out here, the bottom of the third, with Emily Burgraff stepping on deck. Comes the pitch, and Amaya puts a bunt down. Nicely placed. Second baseman over to cover. Nice play by Foley second baseman Corrigan to get there. Field a throw from Brooke Corrigan. 5-4. A run, a hit, an error. Nobody left. We've completed three now. Pioneers have added a run to their lead. It's Pierce 6, Foley 3.
Hey, everyone. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Top of the fourth will start with designated player Marissa Peschel. And she takes ball one from Emily Sadlowski. Pierce 6, Foley 3 now, through 3 complete. As Sadlowski grips the ball to the best of her ability and zings it home and got a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Four in a row set down by Emily. Two in the first, one in the second for the Falcons, who led 3-0 at one point. But the Pioneers have scored the last six. Here comes the Sedlovsky. 1-1 offering. A little bit low. 2-1. 2-1 now with Emily looking into Treader. Here comes the wind, and it's ground ball to Laura Skiba across to Cummings in time. Nice play at the corners. One away. Brings up Fell, the right fielder. Trista Fell struck out in the second inning. Trista is a sophomore over at Foley. That's why she plays for Foley. One ball came inside as Deedle on deck. One down now as Sedlovsky starting to put together a real nice string of outs. Five straight retired after the double by Frisbee. Strike called. Fell doesn't present much of a strike zone here for Emily. As you got Zupan playing only about 15 feet behind short. Really shallow and left. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Fell. Porter is in, and so is Burgraff. That one is low, 2-2. Well, maybe short is better than low. Short of home. Good fastball. Hit the second. Right to Rushlow. Short throw and over for the out. Amaya was playing that way, covering up the right side of the infield. And easily makes the play at second base. Here now is first baseman, number 8 hitter, Michaela Deedle. A strikeout in the second. Right in for a strike. 0-1 to the Foley first baseman. Bases empty. Two outs in the fourth. Pioneers 6, Falcons 3. Back outfield backs up a little. That one just missed. Treader held it there a little bit. Ball and a strike. Grounder to third. Grounder to second here for the two outs. Emily delivers. Look out! Falcon dugout. They scattered as Deedle shot one right over that waist-high fence protecting the dugout, but alert over there. They saw it coming. 1-2 now. The pitch to Deedle from Sedlovsky. Changeup just outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the fourth here. Pioneers with the lead. Here comes the offering, and it's low. Almost got her in that back foot, and it did hit the foot. So Deedle picked up that back foot, but it must have just got her on the spike. Two out hit by pitch, and it brings up left fielder Kristen O'Brien, the number 9 hitter in the Falcon lineup here this afternoon. There's a strike, 0-1. Hallie's got that white glove out there that stands out. There's one foul back, quick 0-2 count. Albino glove.
No balls, two strikes, two down.
Sedlovsky looking for the third out here. Get her team back in the dugout, and the 0-2 changeup just outside, very close. Top of the order on deck, Kylie Frisbee, the Falcon shortstop. Two ground outs, then a hit by pitch. Emily got her to swing and miss, strikeout. And that's the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. The bottom of the fourth will have Burgraff, Porter, and Treader for the Pioneers as they lead it over visiting Foley this afternoon. It's the Pioneers 6, the Falcons 3.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Emily Burgraff stands in to start the bottom of the fourth, Pier 6, Foley 3. And here's the McKenna Gross pitch, offered at a bunt for a strike. Emily walks, stole a base, and came in one of the five Pioneer runs in the second inning. Gross. Good fastball. Better hit down the line. Fair. Burgraff flying into second with a double. She's going to try for three, and she's going to be out. A double and then a 7-5 throw out. So Pioneers had a start, but quickly thrown out at third. And now top of the order, center fielder Jade Porter. Theory there for Coach Beckman probably is you force the defense to make the perfect throw in less than ideal throwing conditions. But the Falcons did. Credit them. First pitch ball to Jade. Jade has walked and flown out. Scored a run. Down low to the senior, Jade Porter, center fielder, 2-0. Treader to follow. Double but a throw out. And here's McKenna Gross's pitch. That's high. 3-0 now to Jade Porter. Gross trying her best to keep that softball dry. She rubs it on her pant leg. And it's in the dirt. Ball four puts Porter on base. Second time Jade has earned a walk. Brings up catcher Terry Treader. Walk number five for Gross.
Catcher Terry Treader.
Treader reached on an error, struck out. She was one of the five Pioneers to score in the second. There's a strike called by the umpire, 0-1. Kalushi to follow. Piers leading 6-3 here at home against Foley. A lot of room in right center here for Terry. See if she can get Jade home from first. Strike two is called. 0-2 to Terry Treader here with one away. And Burgraff doubled into the left field corner but was thrown out trying to take the extra base. And a walk. Little pop to center. That'll be caught. Jade is going to be doubled out. Yeah. Jade did not tag up. She ran and is tagged out. That's a double play. So the Pioneers get a little adventurous on the base paths here in the fourth. Two of the three outs are on the bases, and that'll take us to the fifth. Pier 6, Foley 3, as the Falcons send up the top of their order when we come back. Pioneers and Falcons on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lash's Auto Center, Litke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Luckner Plumbing, Lloydal Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, we've made our way somehow to the top of the fifth inning with the Pioneers ahead, 6-3. Kylie Frisbee, the top of the Falcon order. Katie Corrigan, Jordan Rudolph against Emily Sedlowski. Pioneers 6, Falcons 3. Here's the windup by Sedlowski, and it is a strike inside corner. Top of the order here. four strikeouts, hasn't walked a batter. She hit a batter in the foot last inning. So Sedlowski, who has had at one point retired six straight. There's a blast to left. Zupan tracking and into the glove. Hallie Zupan with the play of the game. A running catch to Hallie Zupan out in left field. Well hit ball. But that neon yellow shows up pretty well on the white leather glove of Hallie. Clean catch and a nice play in the gap. One down. Foul back by Corrigan for a strike. Katie has struck out and grounded to short, 0 for 2 against Sedlowski this afternoon. Help behind you for Emily Sedlowski and her left fielder making a play. There's one grounded, and there's a play by Skiba. And safe at first. What a play by Laura. She was playing up. If it's 60 feet between bases, she was about 40 feet from home, and it was hit down the line with some steam on it, and Laura dove and backhanded. That'll be an infield hit, and she threw from the knees and one-hopped it to Cummings, who made the clean pick. But Corrigan just safe at first. A couple of nice defensive plays here behind Sedlowski. And there's one that's a strike, but got by Treader. So Corrigan goes to second with one out. Boy, that was a play. I don't know what was a better play, the one that got an out or the one that didn't. One strike. And Sedlowski to court. Popped up right side. Maybe a play for Taylor Cummings. Nope. That hit the plastic gutter that protects the top rail there and bounced out of play. 0-2. Almost made a catch. Two strikes. Brooke Corrigan on deck. This is Jordan Rudolph, the batter. Change up outside. One ball, two strikes. Just when I think it's going to slow down raining, it picks up again. One out in the top of the fifth. Pierce 6, Foley 3. Here's the windup by Emily. Ground ball back to the pitcher. She will go to first and take the out. She turns the other way. She probably has the option of getting it out at third, but the runner, Katie Corrigan, took off for third. Emily looked back to second. And by that time, took the sure out at first. So two down for Brooke Corrigan. Popped up center field. This is a new center fielder, and it's dropped. Is that Sarah? Yep, Sarah Loydold out in center, couldn't handle it. And a run scores. And Corrigan reaches. And now McKenna Gross will bat. So Sarah Loydold has replaced Jade Porter in center. As the pitch. Ground ball to Ella. She'll go to Rushlow for the force and end the inning. So that's all for Foley. A couple of nice defensive plays and one not so nice. It's now Pierce 6, Foley 4 to the bottom of the fifth.
With Verizon Unlimited, you get the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network in America. That means coverage when you need it the most. And at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized retailer, we not only have all the latest devices you want, we also give you the design difference and give you the customer service you deserve when getting your new Verizon device. So come stop by Design Electronics in Little Falls, and not only will you get the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network with Verizon, you'll also get the customer experience.
This is Jason Nickleby, Director of Officials for the Minnesota State High School League and a 2000 graduate of Woodbury High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Back to action. Ella Colucci with a pull double to right on the first pitch. Ella Colucci goes to the wall in right. And Ella's got her second hit of the ball game. Pierce 6, Foley 4 as we start the bottom of the fifth. And now Laura Skiba will bat. That's the second inning in a row the Pioneers have led off with a double. And the fourth inning in a row they've led off with a hit. In the dirt, Ella won't chance it. Good stop there by Rothfork, the Foley catcher, 1-0. Taylor Cummings led off the second with a hit. She led off the third with a hit. Burgraff doubled to start the fourth, and now Colucci leads off the fifth with a two-base hit. Well high, 2-0. And in two of those innings, they've got that lead runner home, yet to be played out here, how this one fares with Colucci. 2-0 to Skiba. Well outside, 3-0. Laura's got a pop to second, hit a ball that was misplayed at second that scored two runs in that five-run second inning. It ate up the Foley second baseman, Katie Corrigan, and there's ball four to Laura Skiba, first and second. Two on, nobody out for first baseman Taylor Cummings. Pioneers trying to answer here. The game is now official. Pioneers with the lead in the bottom of the fifth. So this one will be in the books. And that did that get her in the knee? Yes. Cummings gets hit, and they're loaded. Could not get out of the way. So Colucci to third, Skiba to second, Cummings to first. And now it's left fielder Hallie Zupan. Has flown to center and struck out looking. She's hit a couple of hard foul balls, but just hasn't straightened one out so far. So a big chance here for the Pioneers, and Hallie watches off the plate for a ball. Base is full, nobody out for the Pioneers in the bottom of the fifth. Gross delivers, and there's another well-hit ball, but foul by a long ways. 1-1. The JV game must be over, huh? I saw some of the JVers come out of the dugout last half inning. They're still playing?
24-1 in the third.
24-1 in the third, Piers. There is a 15-run rule, isn't there? A mercy rule. Rolled foul at Coach Pepping. 1-2. Pioneers with a 6-4 lead, but a chance to really pad it here. 1-2 delivery. Zupan watches high. 2-2. After Hallie, it's Abby Luckin's turn. Two pitch. Short. And it's a full count. No place to put Hallie Zupan right now for McKenna Gross. Gross looking to get something. Infield fly, a strikeout here. She gets the strikeout. Swing and a miss. Big uppercut swing by Hallie. One out. And it'll bring up the designated player, Abby Luckin. Or, nope, Emily Diker is going to bat for Luckin.
Now batting number three, Emily Diker.
So Diker will bat with the bases full and one out. See if she can drive in multiple runs here in her first chance. Swing and a miss. Boy, she made a bid. Good cut there by Emily. Oh, and one the count. Cummings at first, Skiba at second, Colucci at third. In the dirt, good stop by Rothfork. Took it off the shin pad there and kept it right in front of her. Ball and a strike to Diker. Abby Luckin struck out a couple of times, so Coach Pepping gives Diker a chance. Ruled wide. 2-1 now to Emily Diker. Falcons led 3-0 after an inning and a half. Then the Pioneers, after the rain, came back and scored five. Down low, and again, Rothbork has to save a run, just kind of cradling the ball against her chest protector. Three balls and a strike now to Emily Diker. She can drive one out of the park here. Foul, that'll drift and get out of play. Full count to Emily Diker. Pioneers get a leadoff double from Ella Kalushi. Then back-to-back walks to Laura Skiba and Taylor Cummings here to start this inning. 3-2 payoff in the dirt, and that'll walk in Kalushi. Pioneers get the run back. It's 7-4. RBI for Emily. And now Amaya Rushlow steps to the plate. A walk and a grounder to third. And a strike is called to Amaya. One strike to Amaya, who's played some good defense this year in the field and has rolled this one to third. It is foul in front of the bag. It just went foul for strike two. They were going to go to third. That would have got a run home, but it just drifted on Foley third baseman Brooke Corgan. Two strikes to Amaya. Gross into the windup. Foul back. Got a piece. Burgraff due up next. And then it would be Sarah Leutelt. Own two. Rushlow trying to drive in Skiba, Cummings, maybe Diker. Popped up. Get out of here. Corgan at third and makes the catch. Nice play there by Brooke Corrigan. Foul ball in front of the Pioneer dugout with just enough room. That's the second out. And now it's Emily Burgraff, who roped a double into the left field corner last time up. She's also walked. Down low, ball one. Good stop by Rothbork. Rothbork has done a nice job back there today. Can't stop them all, but she's stopped her share. One ball, no strikes. In the dirt again. 2-0 now to Emily Burgraff. One run has been walked in this inning, as Pioneers have used two walks, a hit batter, and a double to push a run across and regain their three-run advantage. 7-4 in the fifth. Bounces in front of home. Skiba comes down the line just to check and make sure Rothbork spots it, and she did. 3-0 now to Burgraff. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Got to fire a strike here. She does. Three balls and a strike to Emily Burgraff. Sarah Leutelt would hit next, I'm guessing. Probably staying in the dugout. Smart girl. Ball four. And it's a walk to drive in another run. That brings Skiba across home. Cummings to third. Diker to second. And Anna Taylor is going to bat.
Now batting for Pierce, number 25, Anna Taylor.
So Taylor's going to get an at-bat here in the top of the order spot. So that takes Sarah Leutelt out of the ball game now. Maybe after yesterday's scorebook fiasco. Up high to Anna, ball one. Not sure how Maple Lake pulled that off yesterday, but they did. Kind of a substituting players in probably where they weren't eligible, but wasn't called on it. 2-0 now. Pioneers have scored two. They lead it 8-4 over Foley. Two down. A hit would really do some damage here. 2-0 to Anna Taylor, the junior. Got by the catcher. Here comes Cummings, and that'll get a run home. 9-4. To third goes Diker. Burggraf up a base to second. 3-0 to Taylor. And there's ball four. First and third for Treader, or will we get a pinch hitter for Terry? Or will they run for Anna? Loidl will re-enter.
I gotta ask.
It's gotta be a different re-entry rule. Yeah. There's gotta be a different rule there because Treader comes, or I should say Loidl is back in the game now as a runner. As Treader takes ball one. Terry with runners at the corners, two outs, three runs in to make it 9-4 Piers. Terry fouls it. Good swing there. Second time in the game, Pioneers have batted around against McKenna Gross. Ball and a strike to the catcher, Treader, who has flown to center, struck out, and reached on an error. Golf one to right, and it's fair. Two runs are going to score. Two runs single for Treader. And now she'll get in a rundown, and Loidl is tempting, and everybody comes back to their base. So Diker scores. Burggraf right behind her scores. Sarah Loidl stops at third on Treader's two-run single. So it is now an 11-4 lead. The game-ending run at the plate here for Ella. Doubled starting this inning. Low, there goes Treader at a, well, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, but Terry. Oh, yeah, she's got to go in the Grand March tomorrow night, so 1-0 to Ella. There's a strike, on and one. Terry just kind of strolled to second. Ella awaiting, ground ball right side to first in time to end the inning. Pioneers strike it big, five runs. They do it on a couple of hits. They leave a couple. We've played five, and the Pioneers now lead it 11-4 over Foley.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Phelan Meats in Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
We head to the top of the sixth. It's now Piers 11, Foley 4. Pioneers have had a couple of big innings, couple of five runners, as a matter of fact. Five in the second, five in the fifth, and in between a one-run third. Foley got their runs early. Two in the top of the first, one in the top of the second. but then they tacked on one in the fifth. But Emily Sedlowski's done a nice job today. And she'll go to work in the sixth, facing Marissa Peschel. We're going to assume it's Peschel. They're all wearing the rain jackets here, so we don't see numbers.
Designated player, Marissa Peschel.
So Peschel, who has doubled and grounded out and scored one of the Foley runs today, will bat to start the top of the sixth. High ball one. You've got Luckin, Leutelt, and Burgraff left to right in the outfield. Here's a 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Peschel, who bats for catcher Ellie Rothfork as the DP. Here's the 1-1. High. Two balls and one strike. On deck, Trista Fell. Swing, she chased one. 2-2. Piers and Foley here.
Two balls, two strikes. Lusky fires.
Just off the plate for a ball. Payoff pitch coming. Sedlowski trying to get an out. Roll to first. Taken there by Taylor to the bag. And there's one away. Always good to get that leadoff batter, and Emily does it with a ground out to first. Fell now. Takes strike one. Fell has decided that she's dry enough. She's taken her rain jacket off. You can see her bright blue jersey with her five number. Chased one and squirts it foul. Two strikes. Strikeout and a ground out so far for Fell. Pioneers and Falcons today. Pioneers will take on Holding Ford on Monday. Off speed, got her to chase. Strikeout for Emily Sedlowski, her fifth. Two down in the sixth brings up Michaela Dietl, the first baseman. Oh, for one was hit by a pitch last time up in the back foot. Puts one outside corner for a strike. Emily worked a 1-2-3 third. Trying for one more 1-2-3 and a little bit low. It looked pretty good, but missed. 1-1. Next pitch by Sedlowski is ruled ball. Two balls and one strike here to Dietl with O'Brien due up next. Fastball fisted back to the screen. 2-2, little inside-out swing there by Dietl. Got in on the hands.
Two balls, two strikes, Sedlowski. Get another 1-2-3 for the Pioneers here in the sixth. Here's the rock.
And just missed a changeup that was just a little bit low, and it's a full count. Two down, bases empty, top of six. Here comes Emily's pitch. Low wall, walked her ball four. Got away from Treader, but it's a walk. First walk here for Emily today, who in these conditions, that is something to be commended for. Now number nine hitter Kristen O'Brien will bat. She has reached on an error and struck out today. Pioneers 11-4 advantage here. First pitch is a strike. Nine spot in the order. Frisbee, the shortstop, due up next if that spot in the order comes up. Strike two. Working ahead of the hitters, Emily Sedlowski. Downstairs, ball one. 1-2. Pioneers should get one more at-bat here. Hopefully only one. Up high. Falcons quickly running out of outs. Now they're down to their final four outs. If this game goes seven. Low. Emily falls behind now 3-2 after getting ahead to the batter 0-2. Foul back, keeping her at bat alive. O'Brien hit one of the poles behind on the backstop and ricocheted out all the way out to, towards third. 3-2 pitch. Liner to right, down for a hit. In, and the ball will miss the cutoff and roll all the way through, but no advancement as the Falcons get two runners on here on an O'Brien opposite field single to right. Top of the order now, shortstop Kylie Frisbee. She has a single, a double, and was robbed of another double on a great catch by Hallie Zupan in left. So she has stung the ball three times. Well, two. Her first hit went about 20 feet. Started the ball game with an infield hit. We're in the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike to Kylie Frisbee, the shortstop. Senior infielder here for the Falcons. Little looper and Loidelt. And it's Kalushi going back for a nice catch. Ella Kalushi able to retreat back into center to put it away, and there's no damage done. No runs, a hit, two left. Bottom of the sixth, Pioneers lead Foley 11-4.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
Michaela Deedle will take over the pitching duties here for Foley. Piers leads the Falcons 11-4 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Leading things off will be third baseman Laura Skiba. Piers 11 runs on only six hits. They've been the beneficiary of nine walks, a hit batter, and three Foley errors this afternoon. So I believe Gross went over to first base. McKenna Gross and Michaela Deedle will just switch spots. So here's Laura Skiba, who is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run in this game. She's been on base twice, once on an error, once on a walk. My goal this inning is to have Hallie Zupan score. Then everyone in the starting lineup will have scored at least a run. First pitch fouled. One strike. We are underway in the bottom of the sixth here in Piers. Cummings on deck. Michaela Dietl throws a fastball, and it's swung on and missed. 0-2. Be nice to get this game in. It'll factor into the seedings a little bit later on, in less probably than a month now, a couple of weeks, matter of fact, before playoffs will get underway. Here's the two-strike pitch to Laura. Missed a little bit low, 1-2. Two big innings, five in the second, five in the fifth for the Pioneers. Another run in the third for their 11. Laura fights one off and sends it back. Still 1-2. Pioneers and Falcons here today. These will be conference opponents next year. High. Two balls, two strikes now to senior Laura Skiba. 4-5 and 6 for Coach Pepping here. First, the next pitch, Laura strokes it, one hopper, nice play by Kylie Frisbee. That's a heck of a play. Frisbee at short throws out Skiba for the first out, and now first baseman Taylor Cummings.
First baseman Taylor Cummings.
Sharply hit, but right to the glove side of Kylie Frisbee for the out. One down. Taylor has singled twice and been hit by pitch and scored three times. And there's a three-hit game for Cummings. She rocketed that one right back up the middle. Boy, Taylor, another line drive hit here. The Pioneers' seventh hit of the game. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Hallie Zupan. Hallie is 0 for 3, couple of strikeouts, but now would be a good time to get off the 0 for. Pioneers lead it 11-6. And there is strike one. On deck, Luckin. Or Diker, probably Diker. 0-1 pitch. Left up, ball and a strike. Hallie Zupan starting in left field today and in the sixth spot of the batting order. Made a great running catch midway through this game. Out in the alley in left center. That pitch was close, but outside, 2-1. Pioneers lead it 11-4. Oh, short rain delay in the second inning, top half that inning, and we've played steadily since. There's a long swing and a miss there by Hallie. She uncoiled on that one. 2-2 now to Zupan. Hallie, a tennis player in the fall for the Pioneers. 2-2 pitch, high. Full count now to Zupan. There goes Cummings. She'll take it without a throw. Three and two with first base now open. There is one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Piers up by 7 in the dirt. And Hallie will go to first. Now it is Emily Diker.
Designated player, Emily Diker.
So Diker could end this with one swing now as the Pioneers lead it 11-4. 10-run rule would be in effect. Amaya Rushlow's on deck. And here is the Deedle pitch. Strike called, 0-1. First and second, one out. Deedle grips the ball and goes into her windmill windup. Fouled at the plate. 0-2 to Emily. The right fielder is almost to the tennis courts. Fell way back there and right. Two strikes to Emily Diker. Here is Deedle. Delivers and it's high to right. Fell comes in. Makes the catch. Cummings is going to tag and advance. Boy, if that one comes all the way through, that would have been a close play, but the shortstop, Frisbee, reached up and tipped the ball. So it's F9 for out number two, but both runners move up now. And Amaya Rushlow will bat with two in scoring position. And Amaya leaves it go high. Amaya has walked and hit the ball towards third a couple of times, once on the ground, once in the air. Deedle trying for a scoreless sixth here. Needs one more out, but Rushlow moves away. 2-0. Top Burgraff was due up next. Here comes the pitch from Deedle to Rushlow. Amaya pops it up, foul territory. Rothfork has it. No, she dropped it. Rushlow stays alive as Rothfork racing over towards the Foley dugout, try to basket style catch, and it jostled out of the mitt. A reprieve for Amaya in the dirt, and that almost got her in the back foot. Here comes Taylor sliding in, and it is 12-4. 3-1 to Rushlow with Zupan at third. I said my goal was to get Hallie a run. She's 60 feet away.
Taylor can borrow her one.
Yeah, Taylor's got four runs today. Amaya Rushlow, good hitter's count at 3-1. Ground ball to short. Frisbee, she's going to try and come home and could have got the inning ending out. Instead, scoring is Hallie Zupan, and to second goes Rushlow. Fielder's choice E6, allowing Rushlow to go up. And now Burgraff will bat, and if Amaya scores, that'll end the game. It's 13-4. Frisbee, I think she just lost track of how many outs there were and came home. Could have gone to first for the routine third out. Burgraff takes it downstairs. There goes Rushlow to third on a pitch in the dirt. One ball to Burgraff, who has picked up a double and a couple of walks. Rushlow at third. Two down, two in. 13-4. Burgraff trying to end it right here. Here comes the 1-0. High. 2-0. I got a feeling this one's going to end on a wild pitch. 2-0 to Burgraff. Hi, here comes Rushlow. Wild pitch, ball game. A 10-run win for the Pioneers, 14-4. We got it in the rain. Credit both teams for playing through some adverse conditions, and the Pioneers get a win over Foley.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, if they call the Kentucky Derby the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, this postgame show will be the fastest 2 minutes in sports. We're going to get out of here in a hurry as the Pioneers win 14-4, six-inning ball game. They defeat Foley today, coming back from a 3-0 deficit using a 5-run second, a 5-run fifth, another run in the third, and then they end it with three in the sixth. Winning pitcher is Emily Sedlowski. Taylor Cummings with a big game, three hits, four runs to lead the offense for the Pioneers. Ella Colucci also collects a pair of hits, including a double. So Piers wins. They'll be here with Holdingford on Monday. Congratulations to the Pioneers. Have fun at the prom tomorrow. Have fun at jazz night tonight at the ballroom. A lot of things still to come here in Piers over the weekend. Final score, Piers 14 runs on 7 base hits. There were four Foley errors and four Pioneers left. Falcons, four runs, six hits, and they leave six on base. Pioneers committed two errors in the ball game. So Pierce wins it 14-4 in six. Despite a rain delay in the second, they come back, and the rain delay got them going maybe a little bit. They scored five once they came back from the delay. They were down 3-0 at that point and came back and took the lead there. So Pierce wins 14-4 over Foley on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend.